It's clear that you have a very low sex drive, which may or may not be a problem for you. Natural variations in what we call a libido are commonplace. Your interest in sex happens to be minimal, and, as for many people like you, you can cope with it comfortably. You may, for example, be in a relationship where sexual demands on you are equally minimal, or with a partner for whom the disparity is not a source of conflict. And that's fine. When you make love, your sexual practices will probably follow a well-worn, familiar, and quite predictable pattern. You've no appetite for sexual experimentation, fun and games, or adventure. And that's okay too. As long as you can say in all honesty that your level of sexual enthusiasm is causing no unhappiness to you or to those you love, then there's nothing at all to worry about. Too often though, a low level of sex drive is webbed in a network of interrelated physical and emotional problems, among which depression is both a cause and effect. Where depression is the basic cause, however it is compounded by other factors, you should seek professional counseling. It can be highly effective and could help you discover a much healthier sexual appetite. Where depression is a spin-off of other factors, it could begin with the fact that you wish you were more sexually excitable because your carnal apathy creates conflict in your relationships, or simply because it isn't making your partner happy. If you aren't happy with your low sex drive, it's important to identify any basic cause of your low arousability. It may be any of a variety of physical factors, such as illness, pain caused by intercourse, perhaps the fear of pregnancy, stress and fatigue, and hormonal imbalances. Now these can be temporary and correctable, although you may need professional help. You will certainly need outside help where your low sex drive is wrapped up in emotional problems, your upbringing, or phobias about intimacy, for example. Now aging itself needn't affect sex drive, but fear of aging does. A common factor is constant or chronic alcohol or drug abuse. You will best know yourself whether either of these apply, and the solution will be in your own hands. But in each case, the basic cause of your lack of sexual interest can precipitate a depressive spiral, which can only make matters worse. If any of these situations rings a bell with you, my best advice to you is first, identify the basic problem, and then set about putting yourself on course to greater sexual fulfillment with professional help if necessary.